This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're going to undo for hour two. And Super Don, are you with us still, Super Don? Because we're worried because Richard dissed on you last hour, and I don't think it was your fault. Nothing you did was wrong.
No, but this one was a much better intro. What? The last one was so lame.
No,
and
it wasn't
by
lame.
The way, I just want to point out, as we were talking between breaks,
yeah,
you know, your name is infamous. You're right up there with Lee Harvey Oswald, right? John Wilkes Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Hussein Obama,
right,
which is probably the worst of the three.
Ouch.
And then you've got Robert Scott Bell. I guess if you say the Robert Scott Bell,
yeah,
or the real Robert Scott Bell, you're off the hook.
Speaking about the real, we got the real Steve Grant. I wish I could manifest things that quickly all the time. Like, we talked about this guy, and poof, look on YouTube, we got a third.
I've seen numbers for the lottery.
Yeah, we got to play the lotto today because the real Steve Grant popped in. We talked about this guy who was rapping last night, met him for the first time. He was at the March Against Monsanto in Miami. You know, I was speaking there, and, you know, I'm like, dude, I'm so not cool, and this guy, you were up on stage talking last night, and here mentioned me. What are you mentioning me for?
Yeah, but you're still not cool.
No,
just because
I agree.
You know, it doesn't work that way. If you stand next to cool,
but maybe,
it doesn't make you cool. It just makes you want to be.
I know that, but maybe other people don't know that. So I hang out with the real Steve Grant. I'll be cool. Steve, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
And he comes, evidently you've been here at the restaurant before.
Yes, I have. I've been here.
Bring that mic up just a little bit.
Okay. That's a good voice.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Not a rapper's voice, a radio voice.
No, Robert Scott Bell is definitely in the cool category.
See?
Right.
See?
Official.
I told you.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's Robert Scott Bell / Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, hush. Now, you know what?
/ real Steve Grant.
Right, real Steve. So, Super Don, my producer asked, you know, was there another Steve Grant that's the unreal one? And how'd that come about?
Well, you know, I mean, we're not, you know, trying to expose cloning facilities here. So, you know, thankfully, yes, there is only one real Steve Grant. And that's one of the things, like, since I do the music stuff, I specifically chose to keep my actual real name, which is Steve Grant.
So okay.
There's no, like...
So that emphasized that this is for real. That is
exactly
your name,
yeah.
Right?
I really liked your song, Ice Ice Baby.
That was not him. That was Richard. You were so not cool. That's not cool at all. It's like totally Eminem. Not Eminem either. No.
What the hell is his name?
Well, as long as you're not saying, like, Bubba Sparks or some other...
I don't even know who that is.
No,
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Was he on, like, the Dukes of Hazzard?
Bubba
Sparks? No, I don't know.
Anyway, what's the car called? The General Lee, right?
The General Lee, right? Yeah. Totally not politically correct anymore. You can't have the rebel flag, so to speak.
Evidently.
Oh, look, got a tee for you.
Oh,
well,
I
you
need
set
a
it up
tea.
Here.
Ray,
if you
can
want
I have a tee
so.
Too?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, this is the one with the
great space
with the bad
there.
Voice.
Yeah, I'll just put that right there.
Ray, when you get a chance, let me have a tee. By the way, this is Ray. This is my brother-in-law. He's
brother-in-law, Ray.
Ray,
come into the
helps,
picture over here so we can see it.
He helps. That there he went.
Yeah.
He helps so much. He runs the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Simply Natural Cafe, which you can come see 7 days a week. And you can call us at 954-742-8384. But he also helps out at the store, particularly when I don't show up on time.
Which is often.
It could be.
It's Richard.
The theory.
It's Richard time.
Well, you know,
there used to be Hammer time. There's Richard time.
But here's the point.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to like Vanilla Ice. You know?
Yeah. So here's the point, though. Something can't start. Like people would say, well, when's your show start? I say, well, we're like 5 or 6 minutes after the hour. And sometimes I wouldn't start exactly at that point, right?
Yes.
And my point is the show can't start before
you get there.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So real Steve Grant.
Yep.
Give me a little backstory, because I met you for the first time yesterday, right?
We met very short. You know what? Okay, you know, actually, it's cool that you brought that up. So, what year was it? It was, I don't know, 5 years ago?
It was right after the war.
It was the war. It was a conference or some type of event in West Palm where there was a speaker panel. Jeffrey Smith was on there.
Liam. That's right. Liam was there.
Rest in peace.
So you met Liam.
Yeah. And he was facilitating the event. I ran up to you super fast, and I was like, yo, I'm Steve Grant. I do this, and I threw a CD at you or something. And then I just
I have a vague memory of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you thought it was a frisbee, right?
No. Listen, those things. You're at these events. There's a lot of hit and run happening.
So what you're saying is you didn't care what he was doing.
Of course, you didn't
stand for what he stood for.
Look, for all I knew, he was trying to sell me something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. No. It happens to me too when I travel. I go to events. It's this quick, short moment. Yeah. Meeting officially, yes, was yesterday.
Yeah, it was cool.
Which was really amazing at the event and then at night. Mm-hmm. I first heard of you, I think in 2012. It was through Natural News. I think you were more involved with
Mike. We were doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And 2013 was the first March Against Monsanto. And I was promoting it, and I was going to schools, and I was educating kids about organic foods and GMOs and how to avoid it and health. And I sent in a video to Mike Adams, Natural News, and he posted it through Natural News. So it was like my first official, recognition from, someone who I respected that's
in
the health and wellness world of, the real health and wellness. Obviously, we know that.
The fake stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, finally being able to, get a true, authentic time to actually, connect with you, what I'm saying, is something, I value, because back to what you were saying before about, being cool or whatever, everybody looks up to celebrities and looks up to all these people. I look at the regular folk that is putting so much time and energy into contributing for a cause bigger than themselves.
Right.
To me, that's the real heroes.
The health nerds like us.
Yes.
Funny about that. I'm glad you brought that up, because so many people use the word hero too recklessly. I mean, if your job is to do a certain thing and you do it, sometimes they call them heroes, but you did your job.
Right.
The hero is the person who's doing something out of character.
Extraordinary, right?
Yeah, they're doing something out of their purview. Like the person who goes and pulls somebody out of a burning car. That's a hero. The person who does it for a living, it's their job.
They did a good job.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did what they're supposed to be doing. And I'm not taking away from them, but they're not a hero for doing what they're paid to do.
Like if you're doing that off the clock, then
and Liam was good about that. Words have meaning. Definitions, going back to word origin, and I appreciate that as well, because it's like if they don't have meaning, then anything you say could mean anything. And then what? What are you communicating at this point?
Well, that's why I called you Scobbert.
Scobbert, yes, right.
That's how I have you on my phone still.
Scobbert, thank you very much.
You're Scobbert.
So your rapping. Is that, they still call it rapping?
It's rap,
oh, cool. Hey, as far as the message is different. And what are you doing?
Just seeing how white you are.
Yeah, totally. So the bringing this message of freedom, your Wake Up America last night you got. I was digging that.
Okay.
Trish was just, they knew every word.
I know.
Wow.
They're in it. Yeah.
I was so cool to watch, man. I really appreciate that. So, what is it that comes through you in that way? I mean, that's a unique talent. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah. No, it's definitely something that I've learned to I learn it as it's growing, kind of a thing. There's obviously no school for that, but one of the things that I really, really started doing was fusing the music with this type of lyrics in with actual activism at live protests. So, it, like on my YouTube channel, like there's like a nice handful of in the middle of live, like March Against Monsanto. I've done like two different videos in live in the middle of March Against Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is one shot, one take. There is no. It's a march. It's going. Yeah. There's no, you know, hey, everybody
so
stop.
So is that called freestyling?
No. Oh. Freestyling when it's just off the top of your head.
Okay.
Or if nothing, you know, or maybe if you have like a memorized written verse and you're going over a beat that you don't normally rap over, but you have it memorized.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, technically I was freestyling the you know, the theatrical cinematic part of it, you know. But, I mean, obviously my lyrics were, you know, I knew the song. So
I love that you wear the Guy Fawkes mask sometimes for, I mean,
yeah,
that's a powerful symbol.
That over the years, I've become very strongly embedded in that collective family. What, you know?
I think I saw you in Vendetta.
Yes, totally. You saw all of us in
all
Vendetta.
All of us. Yeah, we're all there.
So, yeah, so, I mean, it really started, you know, in 20...
V is for Vendetta, I think that's...
V for Vendetta, yeah. So in 2012, I... Because I was always into like art, underground, hardcore hip hop and rap with you know, I always had like, you know, psychologically twisted dark lyricism and getting really witty with the rhymes and everything. But in 2012, I decided to finally take my skill, and I was like, you know what, let me I want to do a message that I've never put any type of, you know, intent like this into my lyrics. It was always just like, you know, fantasy stuff, but. And I took the opportunity. I mean, at the time, this was 2012. At the time, Alex Jones had a, he was doing, Paul Revere music video, or no, Paul Revere video contest or something.
Okay.
Where you can send in a movie, a commercial, or whatever. And I already had the song done. Then I found that he was sending that he was doing that. So I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. I just had to do a video. So I created a video, and that was in 2012. And that song was called Concentration Camp. And that was me putting it all out there, basically, like, you know, as far as me as an individual, like, all right, if I get a kickback from this, from whatever, any agencies or any law officers or whatever it is, you know, it is what it is. I'm taking that risk. The kickback wasn't negative. It was actually very positive and encouraging. And then after that, it was, you know, the thing with Mike Adams. And then I did another song called Greeting Citizens where, I blended in with the anonymous music with the mask because I respect and support and personify what that, you know, I guess, quote unquote, the internet fictional character of what, you know, because it's not only hackers anymore. Now it's just a worldwide collective. It's all over the earth now. So, you know, over the years, I mean, as times were getting different and darker and exposing different things, you know, I would keep it consistent and I try to go through different avenues with the music because everyone responds differently to different messages. If I kept in one lane, then I might, you know.
Well, you'd have a very limited audience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Real Steve Grant on YouTube, is that how it's listed?
No, just Steve Grant. Actually.
Steve Grant on
Steve
YouTube?
Grant, yeah.
Y'all check it out. He's a cool guy. We enjoy him.
Well,
nice
I like your message.
Shirt.
Actually, I'm really looking forward to seeing your music or hearing your music.
And speaking of Twisted, WebMD's throwing a bone to chiropractic, saying it might help. Yeah, it could play a role in easing back pain.
Super Don's really trying to make up for his other music.
Okay. Keep broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, live from Simply Natural Organic Restaurant in Sunrise, next to Simply Natural Health Food Store. Richard Pearl, my good buddy, my brother, is here, and a surprise guest second hour, Real Steve Grant, doing amazing music, a different genre, but, you know, doing that genre differently in terms of the message that he's sending out there. Check it out. So what was it about yesterday's March Against Monsanto that impacted you the most, or anything that you want to share with the audience?
So much. I mean, the fact that, like, you know, I'm amazed because since I'm part of GMO Free Florida as a, you know, team leader member or whatever, I'm experiencing and I'm seeing the behind the scenes stuff, obviously working with Trish and Carolina and Suzette and everybody in Carrie that's involved. Shout out to the whole GMO Free Florida squad, by the way, like this small group of people to be the pillars of this massive effective event is so important. So, like, you know, seeing the behind the scenes level and then seeing the actual experiencers in the event, you know, because they don't know all the chaos that's going on behind the scenes, you know, just like most events, you know. But seeing everyone come together, because this was one of the first times, this was actually the first time where the actual March Against Monsanto itself got overshadowed by a different event that we created. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, we can, like, look back and be like, yo, this was super effective. People were able, I mean, you saw it. There's like that, it was a whole block.
Yeah.
Where you walk through and you're just getting blasted. You can walk in one end, come out the other, and you're like activated. You just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the blending of the, you know, it was like a 95% vegan event, you know what I'm saying? And to see the collaboration of that,
Yeah.
And still, you know, there wasn't no one was butting heads.
That's the thing, you know, and I joke about this on the air because, Liam, we talked about diet, and that was the most controversial thing. The vegans hated the paleos hated the vegetarians. It's like,
It's ridiculous. Yeah. That's why we have an organic restaurant. It's not limited to one group of people.
Yeah.
You want everybody to sit at the table. So we
have there's a points of commonality in terms of cleanliness.
And if you want to change the world, it goes back to what you're not staying only in your lane. When people stay in their lane, they only reach it's an echo chamber. They're only reaching the people that want to hear them.
That's what ends up happening.
And you've got to really reach beyond that. That's how you make a global change. You have to be uncomfortable enough to go beyond what you're comfortable with. And, you know, you could actually do a song about being comfortable versus uncomfortable and how things change when you're uncomfortable. No one gets rich being comfortable. You have to do something different.
Yeah.
You do something different, you get.
Seeing a lot of, you know, such a huge mixture at that event was amazing, but of course it was also very, it was inspiring and encouraging because now, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not trying to wait to next year again to have that.
Yes.
I'm all about, like, consistency because. Let's be real. The powers that be or powers that shouldn't be, they're consistent. They're, you know, so like we can't just be like once a year.
That's true. That's the difference from the drug companies and the nutrition companies. The nutrition companies don't advertise, don't support their products, fight amongst themselves, try to compete in a negative way. Health food stores do the same thing. But the drug companies always make nice with each other.
Alignment,
never badmouth each other. Always support each other. Mm-hmm. They're cohesive. And the groups that are cohesive are the most powerful. I'm thinking you should, anytime you have an event or something that's coming up, let me know before a Saturday, because by Saturday it's too late. But if you let me know by Friday, I can bring it up on the air.
Right. Pump it out.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
What you're doing, you're reaching an audience that has open ears, and they want to hear something other than the poison food. I can see with people who lose a lot of weight, they get off the grains. They get off the breads, the pastas, the rice, but they get off the grains. And you look at all the stuff that's in them, the genetically modified, you know, the Roundup Ready, you know, our agriculture is just terrible.
Yeah, no, you're able to. Another thing, actually, I didn't even mention this, is I'm also a holistic health coach as well. So
yeah.
And I started my business last year. I work with a lot of different people that, you know, when I'm dealing with different clients, they have all different issues and different problems. And before I even get into the deeper emotional underlayers of their lives, which contributes a lot of stress, I'm always immediately right on the surface level. I'm like, all right, we need to like remove the poison and pollution that you're, you know what I'm saying? Like that's
well, and that was one of my points in when I talked at the event, right? That the people that were there, I wanted you to, you know, take a look at all these people. These are people that you should not wait till next year to see, to your point.
Exactly.
And to begin to establish and strengthen that community, because that's the transformation happening in a consistent way, right? Not
right.
A hit and miss kind of scenario.
Exactly.
Very good. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go here live at Simply Natural Health Foods and Organic Restaurant. We've got the royal family starting something. Not a new family, not a wedding story, but a vaccine story. We're going to take them to task next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Super Don. Richard the Pearl. He approves of that bumper right there. So we're good. We're back in the good
races. Don so much better because he realized how lame he was.
He was not
and
lame.
He's just going out of his way to do better. But if you slide that picture down, there's a nice picture of Robert holding the baby.
That is not me holding the baby. That's like Queen somebody or other. Who is that?
Princess? Sorry, it's the glasses.
Right. Thank you. Royal we. The royal we. There's going to be a baby having some royal we soon, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Royal family opens massive vaccine research facility. Now, this is a story worth covering because the whole wedding garbage. Listen, you know, the United States of America, if we go back to its origin point, we left the monarchy behind, because we wanted sovereignty with the people, right, not, you know, some kind of deified representative.
Well, we have commonwealths, don't we?
We do have a few, right? But what are we going to do about that? The point is, there's such fascination about it. I'm so not fascinated about it. The only time I'm fascinated is like if Prince Charles comes out and talks about organic food and homeopathy and a positive
So what
life.
You're saying, let me put it in English.
Yeah.
We left the monarchy, and now we are celebrating the monarchy.
We're back fawning over them.
That's right.
Stop it, right?
It's ridiculous. But keep in mind, it's a wedding, and women like weddings, so that's part of it.
That's why there are no women on this show, right? We don't like weddings. We're like over it. Look, in 2017, Prince William famously pushed for population control, like Bill Gates. So there's like every family, you got a lot, because there's some stuff that Prince Charles, is it, does some good stuff, and then there's some wanker stuff he does too. But we call it out, open honestly.
Well, when you have a big family, you have a lot of different.
Exactly.
Well, wouldn't you say that almost like kind of like how the Melinda and Gates Foundation, they do good things to kind of just like win people over to stay in like the good side.
Well, you
pocket.
Can do good things and be sincere in it, and also do bad things, be sincere.
Well,
you know,
the ratio
Hitler,
is off.
Hitler was
the
a ratio. No, but think about this: Hitler was a vegetarian and he petted his dog.
Right.
So those are two good things, right?
Right, right,
but the
right.
bad things overshadowed it, but they could be, you know, they could be separate things.
Yeah.
So Bill Gates could do good things. It doesn't stop his bad.
Hitler petting his dog and that's like kind of by himself, but like what? No, I know just
in front of an audience.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So like when they like they're strategic with how they want to play the masses,
sure,
and to keep that, you know, the influence going. So, you know.
But what we need to know about the whole vaccine agenda, it is partly depopulation, partly disease induction for the profitability of the pharmaceutical industry to drug everybody that moves. And so I don't find anything, you know, good about even their supposed goals of we want to reduce diseases, right? The idea of vaccinating children with no immune systems, which is what it's like the first 2 years, they really don't have.
And they're causing neurological damage.
Yeah, on top of all of that.
No, they're not looking to get rid of diseases because
it's not
disease
profitable.
Happens because things are not at ease. They're not in homeostasis.
Yeah.
So if they really cared, Bill Gates really cared, he would be doing things he would do a whole big thing on fermentation.
Yeah.
And he would change the gut bacteria. He would focus on how the intestines, 9/10 of your cells, affect everything else. That's what he would be
focusing
on.
And Prince Charles would bring up the fact that there's something called homeoprophylaxis to deal with sensitizing the immune system via homeopathy safely without poisoning the people. Right?
Why would they do that?
Why would they do that? But yeah, but he's a big fan of homeopathy apparently, but he doesn't do that. So there's limitations when you're at that level. Apparently you can't do certain stuff. Real Steve can do stuff. Steve Grant can do stuff.
But you know, it's funny, you know, but if the further you are outside the industry, the more you can do. Like for instance,
where is freedom?
Well, my friend who's a chiropractor, he can't say some of the stuff that I can say, and he points it out to me. If he says that, he could get in trouble. If I say it, I don't. It's just because he's so in a box in the medical profession. And I know that you had an article on the chiropractors that something that, you know.
Well, the MDs are going, yeah, it's good for back pain.
Yeah.
But like, it, you know, the thing is.
It's a pat on their head.
It's so not.
It's the Hitler pat.
Right. Chiropractic is so much more than back pain. Folks,
the chiropractic, medical world it's almost like it's been shoved in like this gray area in the health world. You know, there's one, Dr. John Bergman, he's a chiropractor. I think, I don't know where he's, Colorado, California, whatever. But, he's a good definition of someone that's just outside of, that understands the body fully, the vitalistic healing force, tapping into it, understanding the repair and everything else instead of just, you know, marking, cross-sectioning, you know, your symptom with this drug, this, that, this, I'm just going to crack this, whatever. And the chiropractic world, from my experience, they know the human body on a deeper level. Most of them, obviously I'm generalizing, most of them, they know that because in order for them to be a chiropractor, like, you can't be an MD and dabble in some of the other, I mean, let's just be real. If you even go too far in holistic and natural healing, you're being assassinated, you know what I'm saying? Or at least speculated that you were murdered, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? So the chiropractor world is almost like this middle bridge between the you know, the medical model today, which is completely destructive and not sustainable.
Although in either Australia or Canada, the government is cracking down on chiropractors for speaking about vaccines in a negative light. They're saying, don't do that. We're not letting
Canada.
Right.
What? I think it's
Canada that he did.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, it's a vitalistic, you mentioned that, vitalistic view versus a molecular reduction.
Well, again, it's like there's only one truth. And if you talk outside that truth, then you can only be talking falsehoods, and that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we have that power structure going on. But, you know, the thing about the medical, this is what I tell people, they're licensed to sell drugs. They're not licensed to give nutritional advice. They're not licensed to give natural products.
To detoxify the body.
Or none of that. That's not how they get paid. It's not what they went to school for.
Right.
It's outside their purview. Therefore, you're expecting, when people expect them to do something that they don't do, just to give an analogy, that's like going to the Chevy salesman and asking him to promote Ford. It isn't going to happen. So, you know, I think the expectations on the audience that goes to the doctor, the patient, is a little skewed too. They're expecting the doctor to say something that he's not authorized to say, nor would it be good for his career. And so they're not going to do it.
You know what? Just to add, this is perfect for this, is that I have a song. It's called Dr. Death. And it's actually the only song I have where it's not just rap or hip-hop. I create a scenario with multiple different characters. The kid, the loving but yet still naive, ignorant mother. You know what I'm saying? The evil doctor, the nurse. You know, I have like this thing, and I create. I mean, you definitely got to later on, maybe you'll listen to it. But
yeah,
you'll definitely vibe with it because it's the flip side of the trip to the doctor, that how they create this, you know, the parent steps outside, you're in the room with me, sit over here, you know, you're now in our control. There's like this whole separation and removal of the family choice and consent in what happens to this child. But that consent now is completely removed and given to this authoritarian figure in this white lab coat that we've now has become the new medical god. And the safety, the parents actually feel safe with their child in a room with another, you know what I'm saying? Like with someone that you don't even know. CDC has a list of the ingredients. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can tell me something different, but I think we don't really fully know what is inside these vaccines. You know what I'm saying?
We know there is a list of ingredients, but you're right. Because, for instance, some research, Stephanie Seneff out of MIT, is acknowledging that they're finding glyphosate contaminated in the vaccines.
So. Yeah, and it's, you know, if you look at aluminum, the FDA says you can add 10 to 25 parts, micrograms per million or something.
Yeah.
But the vaccine start at 150, go up to 1500. I mean, how can you put that into a child, especially as their brains are forming? The whole thing is absurd, but no one's allowed to challenge it. And I remember you had hooked me up with Gonzalez. And Nick Gonzalez. And we had a great interview, and it's one of my favorites. I still have his thank you that he sent me, which for some reason I never deleted.
There's a good reason not to delete it.
Well, I'm glad now. But the point is that he and I were talking, and there was one point where we had the same protocols for something that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but I also give 90 of the pancreatic enzymes a day. And I laughed, and I said to him, I said, but you can only do that because you wear a dress. And he says, I prefer to call it an outfit or a uniform, whatever he said.
Yeah.
And I said to him, well, you get away with that. If I said it, you know, the people's heads would tilt like a dog. And so even though he was one of the good guys, one of the great guys, just because he gets to wear an outfit, people will respond to it no matter what, because they're not really responding to the doctor or the diplomas, because nobody knows what those diplomas are for. You know, they could have all come from the middle. You know,
but it's you're right. It's the illusion of the costume.
It's the costume.
Yeah, right.
So you put a costume on. You could put anybody in a costume, in a white outfit with a stethoscope.
You put me in a suit and tie, people think I'm respectable.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
They would quickly realize different. but the point is that once you've done that, they'll put their child, they'll put anything of value in front of that person and walk away.
It's a misplaced trust based on, again, artifice.
Well, go back to television, and even before that, radio, but particularly television. Since television's been on, all the shows are the same. We have hospital shows, cop shows, and we have doctor shows. And if a doctor goes rogue,
it constructs reality for everybody.
Right. But once the doctor goes rogue, by the end of the episode, it's all good. Everything's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have this mindset in our culture that, you know, anybody in a uniform is more respectable than anybody not in a uniform.
Well, we live for the illusion. And the irony is that we could create our own illusions, and they're not all negative in a sense,
because we
have the ability to co-create our reality, but we let others do it for us. They paint the pictures and we live in them, right? I think what you're doing with your art form is that you're going, you know, I'm not taking anybody else's. This is mine. People,
well, why do we have
it,
to call it art form?
Go ahead.
I think that that's the wrong approach, because that suggests that only artists can think. If you think about
what do you want to call it?
I don't know. I'd have to think.
Well, hush your mouth until
you
know.
No, this is a big thing. What he's doing is very important. He's reaching out. He's communicating.
Mm-hmm.
But when we say something is an art form, then we limit the lane. When we say, well, this guy obviously has talent, I can't do what he does.
You
therefore,
know what?
Well, I can't do an art form.
You know, let's be real. Art is a huge spectrum of things. But like, you know, but it's what you said, Robert. You said, you know, we co-create our reality.
Mm-hmm.
Art just happens to be the brand new medium platform that is. You know, we're living in times like that's why I access that realm, because it's not just reading the lyrics. It's not just hearing the lyrics. They need to see video. It needs to be stimulating. It needs to be driving the other senses, so everything's involved. And that's the pace that we're at now.
We need to engage what they've done, but more positively. And when I say art, and I get what you're saying, but I try to expand that out from the limitation to say that everybody is an artist co-creating the reality.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. Because he has a real talent in an area. You have a talent, and I have a talent, but we don't consider ourselves as artists.
All right, we'll be back to wrap up this artistic show. Real Steve Grant here. Who are you? Richard Pearl? Yeah, we'll be right back.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold on, we got to check in with Richard Pearl. Do you approve of that bumper right there?
Much better, but I got to say this.
What?
If you being on so much during the week was used as torture, that lady who just became CIA director would probably have not been appointed,
right? Yes. All right, well, maybe she's not a listener. That could explain it. All right, 2 hours a day.
No, 6 days a week. 12 hours a week.
Yeah.
And dog years.
Occasionally when I'm on your show. Yesterday I was on your show for a little while.
You were much better then.
Dude, you were horrific yesterday.
I was.
I don't mean that bad. I mean, you were like just laying it out.
Yeah,
I'll just
tell what I said.
Yeah, dude.
I actually got a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, if people want to stop the shootings, there's a real simple way. It sounds a little...
You're talking school shootings and
school
stuff?
School shootings. Only school shootings. Because a school shooting, you have large quantities of people, and it should be for anything with large quantities, because there's a lot of things that could happen in the future, and they're ramping up, and people are getting more sophisticated and imaginative, and just, I mean, they're brutal. These kids live at home and
right. And
there's a little, you know.
Listen, I went all over the psychiatric drugs. Psychotropic.
I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think you have to do something really aggressive, and you have to make a point before it gets so out of hand where you have 100 dead
or
500 dead.
You wanted to chop up the shooter into little pieces.
Here's what I want to do. A little Robespierre. But basically what I wanted to do was these people who shoot up the schools cut off their heads and mutilate their bodies.
See, the problem I have with that is not that that can be done, but that these people are out of their minds because of the drugs that they're on, that they won't have a conscious thought of that
moment. No. These people know the difference. As Rand Paul said, they don't go to the sheriff's office and shoot up those.
Yeah, they do make a decision to go where people are defenseless.
Right. So I think while it sounds brutal, what could be more brutal? 15, 20, 30 dead, 100 dead, or
one guy. Yeah.
So it would only take one time of cutting off his head, mutilating his body. You know, that's what the Indians used to do to the military that would go out and try to kill them. Yeah, they did it for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And they would be crippled in the afterlife.
Well, then we came over and we kind of did it.
I'm not saying the Indians were right or wrong.
No, right.
We went and, you know, it's funny because Sheridan, who was for the North, was very pro-slavery, but he burned down Atlanta. Then he went and killed all the Indians.
Sherman, yeah.
Yeah. No, Sheridan.
Sheridan?
Yeah,
not
Philip
Sherman.
Sheridan. No, Philip
okay.
Sheridan.
Well, you're going way back. All right. Now, listen, we got to wrap up the show. Real Steve Grant, as he's known. Steve, what YouTube channel is just Steve Grant,
YouTube
right?
YouTube is just Steve Grant. Yeah. Instagram and Twitter is Real Steve Grant.
Yeah.
And then Facebook is Steve Grant.
We got to make sure we stay connected.
Why don't you
now?
Just make them all the Real Steve Grant?
Because the Real Steve Grant kind of like, it's just, I don't know, because I have my like page and there's the real, it's funny. The irony is like, I'm actually the Real Steve Grant just as Steve Grant.
Yes.
And then there's the rapper who's Real Steve Grant.
That's
like
funny.
Opposite.
All right. Also, to throw a bone to Super Don. Super Don wanted to talk about the upper atmosphere of Uranus had a bad smell, something like that. Did you know about this? I'm looking at you. He's like, Richard doesn't know this. Super Don, did that make any sense?
Well,
I
would have to say, you could have worded that differently, and it would have been more sophomoric. But the truth is, Uranus does smell terrible because the upper atmosphere is full of, I guess, what is it, like sulfur?
Sulfur. High sulfur.
Noxious gases.
Yeah, high sulfur content. Yeah. Stop talking about Richard's never mind. All right, so I think that about wraps it up with sophomore humor, right?
Well, wait a second. I just see now Super Don is getting back at one of us.
I think you.
It sounds like it.
Yes.
Just because you picked really lame music.
I didn't pick it. It was Super Don. And I like it.
I'm starting to think that the parasitical insect on Space Ghost is far more interesting now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Hey, folks, come to Simply Natural. See Richard Pearl, my good buddy. He claims that my books are on sale for $1.
And if you pay that, you're overpaying.
Oh, good Lord. And anyway, come to Richard Pearl's place anyway. Eat some organic food.
Well,
Simply
let me give out my
like
phone
real
number.
Steve Grant. Go ahead.
Please, I should plug myself.
Real quick.
So the store is called Simply
smell.
Natural.
Yeah.
And there's no Uranus in my store.
No.
It's not that big. So it's called Simply Natural. And you can call us we're open 7 days, but you can call us at 954-741-4045. We're in Sunrise on the northeast corner of Sunset Strip and University Drive. And
you complained about me being on 6 days. You're on 7 days.
I am not. Oh, I actually am, but I only played the same. We just do the one show. They play us all during the week. It's crazy. AM, FM, then I do a show on IOD called Crypto King.
Hey, Steve, thanks for making the show way cooler than it normally is.
Well, this side of the aisle is far more cooler than that side.
No.
You're like a Democrat.
It's a good combo. It's a good combo. I was like super, super appreciative to be here.
Hey, to all fans of the Real Steve Grant, we appreciate you, too. Keep plugging in. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Good organic non-GMO food, right? No more Monsanto here. Never was, but there never will be. In the meantime, we're going to take off and eat some lunch, right? Right?
We could do that.
And remember, the power to heal and eat organic food is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.